Recent research shows that teenagers' social confidence and anxiety are directly impacted by their mothers' and fathers' parenting styles. With more, here's InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Cullen Howard. He is a doctoral candidate in the University of Georgia's College of Family and Consumer Sciences and the study's lead author. Cullen, your study found that both moms and dads influence their kids' social confidence in different ways. How does each parent tend to shape their teens' experiences?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and one that I think has been asked in research for a long time is, you know, we have our moms, we have our dads, what's going on, what are they doing? And, you know, for a really long time, a lot of research has really been dominated with moms to kind of the neglect of fathers, what the dad's role is. And so over time, it's been thought that dads play a really large role in self-confidence, sometimes in structure and discipline, but also in things like social development. That's some of the things that we see in our study here. Moms and dads both matter, but some of the behaviors coming from fathers that seem to be really influential in adolescence is actually parental warmth. That's really one thing that higher levels of parental warmth, both from moms and from dads, seems to be linked to lower levels of social anxiety throughout adolescence.
So let's just back up a second because, you know, a lot of parents might assume social anxiety is just a phase of shyness. How do you define social anxiety and why is adolescence such a peak time for it?
Social anxiety, it really is a spectrum of symptom severity. We're talking about distress and avoidance of social situations. So there are really extreme levels of social anxiety, right? You can talk about clinical manifestations of like social anxiety disorder. Well, then you can talk about the complete opposite side of the spectrum where you're really just talking more about some shyness. That's a little shy, a little socially apprehensive, which is not all that negative, not that big a deal. And then there's everything in between. And so it's typical to have some social reluctance. In fact, in some cases, it can be good for you and keep you out of some trouble in some cases. But as it starts becoming more elevated, it can hinder you from really important social learning opportunities that come throughout adolescence. Adolescence is a period when peers and these social interactions, the social world becomes incredibly important for helping you identify really who you are, learn more emotion regulation skills, learn how to navigate relationships. And when kids have elevated levels of social anxiety, even if they're not clinically high, this can impede their ability to be able to go out and have these experiences. And so the reason this clicks in adolescence is a time that, you know, if we're looking at prevalence studies, you know, across the globe, we see that social anxiety symptoms peak during this period. This is a time where as social anxiety symptoms, if you're going to have them, are fairly high. And so we want to look at, well, what are things mom and dads do that are making those higher or lower?
So the warmth and affection that parents can provide, that helps lower anxiety, as you mentioned. But on the flip side, your research also found that guilt tripping or parents who have over-controlling behaviors can make things worse, right? It's just the opposite of what helps lower anxiety here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so there's kind of these two really complementary paths of parenting, right? We've talked a lot in the parenting literature about warmth and control, these kind of two dimensions that characterize these parenting behaviors. So if we first talk about warmth, you're right, there's one aspect to it that is parental affection. That's one part of it. We're praising, we're showing love and affection to our kids. But another intrinsic part of that as well is if we look at those constructs, we see things that it's also very relational. When we ask about these questions to kids, we're asking things like, do you feel better when you go talk over a worry with your mom or dad? Do you feel like you can go talk to them and discuss your concerns with them? Do you feel better when you do that, right? So one part of it is affection, and one part of it also is actually having the kind of sensitivity and relationship quality to actually help that child. And so it actually harkens back to like attachment relationships. Now, when we talk about control, like you were just asking about here, that also has a couple different facets to it. In one regard, there's what you were mentioning, which we might refer to that as something like psychological control. This is when we're trying to maybe guilt trip or even emotionally manipulate the kid. This has to do a lot with blaming the child. And so these are a very negative form of controlling their emotions. They should be feeling one thing or another. It's a very controlling form. And that is very much linked to increased social anxiety. But another facet of control is also just broadly parental over-control. And this is sometimes can be referred to a lot of things, but really what we want to see from a parent is we want to see parents that are giving their children autonomy. They're giving them the ability to make age-appropriate choices for themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that they should get free range of anything they want ever, right? That's kind of referred to as like permissive parenting. That's not good for kids, and that leads to bad outcomes. But we do want to see that parents are, depending upon their age, giving the child the ability to be able to make their own choices for themselves and solve their own problems. And so in regards of this over-control, what it does is it undermines the child's ability to develop this self-efficacy. They don't feel as though they can go solve their own problems and things. And so we want the child to be able to take these things on so that they can overcome hard things. And so that's one of the things influencing social anxiety here, is that over-control, whether it's through guilt tripping and guilt induction in the kid through psychological control, or even just over-control and kind of infantilizing the kid, that really undercuts that child's ability to adapt to these difficult social situations.
An interesting point in the research, you talk about over control. Mothers seem to have a greater effect than fathers when it came to controlling or over controlling. So why do you think mom's influence shows up more strongly here?
This study helps us understand some different phenomena that we're seeing in the real world. So we do understand from this that controlling or these over-controlling behaviors seem to be more negative or more strongly linked to social anxiety symptoms from moms than dads. Now, it doesn't tell us the exact reason why. So based on some of the different readings and things that we have in the literature currently, we have a few ideas of what it could be. One of the things we think about is moms tend to take on a disproportionate role in the home, in both structuring child activities, even discipline in the home. And that's even for moms who work. So if mom and dad are both working, moms typically are taking on a larger share of the child rearing responsibility. So it might just be the fact that mom's disproportionately doing these things. And so perhaps her controlling behaviors are a little bit more potent, but it could be a bunch of other things as well, right? It might also have to be that, you know, those specific types of controlling behaviors may be more dominated from moms or more salient from moms, but there may be other types from dads that are important too. But I do think that's an outstanding question for future research to really try to understand why we see the thing we're seeing right now.
So with behavioral patterns, whether positive or negative, do they hold true across different cultures and ages? In other words, suggesting that this is more of a universal human dynamic than a cultural one? Or does that not play a role?
You know, that's one of the really great strengths of this study. To kind of backtrack for one second about the design of the study, this is a meta-analysis. So typically when research is done, you go out and you collect a small sample of people and you ask them questions or you observe parenting or whatever it may be, and you have information on, let's say, whatever, 100 kids. Well, this study is a little different. This study created a sample of the research findings from 45 different studies across 15 countries, comprising of a little over 38,000 youth. So the patterns that we're seeing here, to get your question, are very robust. These are things that we're seeing that cross borders, they cross cultures. These effects persist even after you combine all these things in here. So we find that, yeah, this parental warmth and control, they're absolutely very potent parenting behaviors in regard to social anxiety that are really influential just from all parents under really all these settings here. So yeah, they're very much these kind of underlying parent effects that are surely to some degree contextual in little bits here and there, but they're very strong effects to be found cross-culturally across so many different studies.
If you had to boil down your research into one takeaway for parents, something that they could start doing today, if you will, to support their teens' social confidence, what would that be? What would you recommend?
Focus on quality interactions where the child feels your care. Because when we look at what the study found, we looked at perceived parenting. This is largely how children are rating their parents' behaviors here. So what we do see is that what matters is these relationships. So when you connect with your child, when you're spending that time to get to know them, their needs, and you adapt your parenting to meet and help them where they're at and help them feel supported and cared for and accepted, that's what's really beneficial here. So that key takeaway is be involved with your kid. Know that your parenting during adolescence, it still matters, even though it feels like your child gets a little distant in adolescence, it still really matters. But engaging with your kid and quality interactions and quality time together to really shape up that relationship is what's really important here, both from moms and from dads.
Cullen Howard from the University of Georgia is our guest. Cullen, continued success on your research and studies.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
That'll do it for this edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another edition of InfoTrack.